Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, isn't it refreshing?
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Monday, August 18th, 2025.
How's it going?
It's going. I cross-checked the reference or the date there to make sure, because I don't believe it.
Really?
I don't believe it.
This month is going by fast, in my opinion.
Yeah. I can see that. A lot faster in July.
Yeah.
Where does that come from, though? Like, there's still the same amount of hours, the same amount of days.
Yep.
Where does that... there's a lot that's happened.
Yeah. I tend to think that, like, people take... Obviously, kids are out of school. I feel like everybody just takes the whole month of July and just has vacations. At some point in July, that's where everybody goes.
Yeah.
So, like, TV people know that, and they're like, we don't want to put new shows on. Sports is kind of a dead spot.
Yeah, remember they used to have that big... when I first started in radio, that was kind of the way they looked at morning radio. It was, like, seasonal. Like, we cared about the fall and the spring as far as, like, ratings go. But
yeah.
Summer and winter?
Dude, the restaurant business, too. Like, if you weren't in a resort town or vacation destination,
they're
like, nobody's going to be here in the summer.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, if it's what I was going to say, first place I thought of was Colorado, but the weeds, so they got people year-round now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Cherokee, too.
Yeah. Yeah. God, it does go by fast. But this, I wonder why, because there's other months that, like, just, like, wonder what that is. Like, the big hurry up. Love summer. Want it to last forever, but it doesn't. But then maybe spring we don't embrace enough because we want summer to get here. And then, it's hot. Oh, I hate summer. And then we want cold weather. And then we want Christmas. And then
Christmas.
The depression kicks in.
It's
the first of the year.
Last 2 months of...
Yeah.
I feel like everything kicks up in the fall, or right in the beginning of it, right about now. They're like, you know what? Football, shows,
it's a great
school.
Song, by the way. Right about now. Funk show, brother. Check it out now.
I got to be careful. That's one of my dirty songs.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Yeah, I've heard you say the dirty one.
It's always like, I think the biggest letdowns of the year are November and December because it's the anticipation for Christmas with November and Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
And then you got... Getting ready for Christmas.
Getting ready. I love
all
that.
Like, where are we going to eat? What are we going to do? For me, years, it would be like, am I cooking? Who's cooking? What are we going to be doing?
I ain't cooking.
And then you get to buying everybody's presents, making sure everybody's happy, and then Christmas comes. And it's never what you expected.
Hell no. Especially once you grow up.
Yes.
Like, I tell you, kids, you should also, like, feel the same way, like, I want to hurry up and get my driver's license. I want to hurry up and get out of this house. I want to live on my own. No, you don't. You don't. You really don't.
What do you think it is?
Now, if you're like 26 or 28 or 30, you know, it's about time to get out on your own. But I'm talking about little kids.
Guess what? It ain't all R-rated movies and staying up all night.
Hell no. And really, except, and you'll hear people say this when you're younger, and you'll be like, yeah, right. It's better to give than to receive. Now, I don't do that out of choice. It's just the way it works out. But I know those.
You might get shocked this year.
I do those moments of you get all the stuff ready for everybody, you know, and then you go do it, and then you went over there like two or three. Like I this way, I carry. Stuff over for my version of Santa Claus or whatever for the boys and the daughter and everybody. And I'll go over there with like three like big old heavy trash bags full of stuff. I carry them in big old like leaf trash bags, like these ain't gonna tear. They ain't these old cheapos. And then I'll walk out of there with like my hand full of like maybe a gift bag. And but really, it's not. I'm not complaining about it. It's just the reality of it. You'll go over there with gobs of stuff.
Don't you want to say sometimes like, look, like surprise me, like give me something.
Well.
Well, even better, when was the last time you were so excited to get out of bed on a Christmas morning?
Never.
You knew that your new bicycle is waiting downstairs from Santa Claus. That kind of feeling, as an adult, you don't have.
Because these homemade gifts, they just don't cut it.
No, that's not true. I was about to say that...
I'll speak for myself on that one. I don't want a homemade gift.
Oh, man, I love... I'm a saver. I really am.
Stupid homemade coupons people make.
Now, that's stupid, I think.
Who does that?
Here's a receipt for a free, I'll use my hand on you one night or something. Kind of weird thing. You're talking about giving to an adult.
Well, like, either way, if a kid even gives you one of those coupon books, I'm like, well, this is kind of dumb.
Yeah. I will do... God, I'm trying to find the
I'm going
to
do this, but I won't do that.
It's like the Shane Gillis bit on SNL. His ex is getting married, and he shows up to the ceremony to stop it because he wants to cash in his free HJ coupon.
Oh, yes. Yes.
This is for life.
Isn't that one of those things where, especially if it's from a man, you can just assume, oh, he forgot, and this is his thing. But if a woman... She'll get that stuff like professionally printed out and laminated and like make it like.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it looked like she bought it.
Like, what are you, a teacher?
Yeah.
Am I dudes supposed to pay for this?
They were like post-it notes. I will use two digits on you. I will go down on you in a theater right there.
Oh, wow.
The Alanis Morissette song sings.
Well, it's like a stupid kid one that's like, I will empty the dishwasher.
Right.
I will not bug the piss out of you when I get home from school.
I will go play. I will do quiet time on my own. So, like.
I'll wash your car. Like, hey, don't.
Jasper, I told him one time, it's so cute. Because I 9 times out of 10 will take him something when I go over there. Like, whether it's like.
Damn.
A piece of candy or okay. Something. Not like a gift. Okay. But like it was something. And, I've noticed now he'll try. Look, Grandpa, I made this for you, and you can tell it's just something he ran in the other room and got.
That's
sometimes
so cute.
It'll be some of the same toys that I gave him himself.
Piece of a Lego.
I love that.
I can tell you got that 20th in you because you just Indian gave me that.
I thought you were like Maddie Warbucks here for a second.
You just Indian gave me that Venom doll back.
Is he doing hand gestures yet, like the bird?
No, I don't even know if he knows that exists.
Dang
so
it.
Weird.
He'll
such
learn
a
it.
Big part of his grandpa's life. And
yeah. He'll learn it driving one day. Grandpa, what you doing?
It's one of those.
I'm just giving him a little hi sign.
I'll have him think. Oh, it'll be such a, like a
that's
big
how
reverse.
Neighbors say hi.
Like with my mom in the LOL, thinking it meant lots of love. When the person passed away, she put a LOL on there. Like, what if I tell my grandsons that I'm pointing toward heaven when I'm
hey baby,
hey mama, when I'm flipping a bird. So then they grow up to think. So they're at school
so
one day,
nice.
And they're thinking about their Mimi being, passed away, and they just like reach up their hand to the sky and just flip a bird. Like the teacher's like, "What are you doing?"
I'm pointing to heaven.
That story will never get old. The LOL.
Oh, it was when she passed. A lot of people were bringing that up. It was fun. Lots of love. Oh, it's so sweet. It's so good. But look, so he goes and gets other little things, and to give me a little gift as well. And I told him, I said, start making me stuff for my refrigerator. I want art, He's loaded me down to the fact that, like, I've now had to start putting it on cabinets.
You have a house decorated with...
I do. It looks like if you... So listen to this. This is creepy. Like, if you came over, let's say you were, like, spraying for bugs or something, something in the house or whatever, you would see my kitchen and you would think, this guy's a fruit. Or like some kind of, we should go
mental problem.
Because there's like child art all over the kitchen on the cabinets. And
why does this guy have a breadstick pillow?
He made this. It's a poor thing. I couldn't have the heart to tell him. It's an ice cream cone that it's cut out of cardboard or construction paper. And then he put a little fuzzy red little thing Oh, Grace said they got it at Hobby Lobby. I don't know, these little craft things, little puff ball or whatever.
Little ball.
He says, it's your favorite ice cream, pistachio with a cherry on top. And I'm like, okay.
I was about to say, you like pistachio ice cream?
I know you.
No.
No one does.
No. Wait, pistachio. And so I'm like, down the road, you know, when he gets driving around and stuff and he wants to bring Grandpa ice cream cone, I got to let him know that I don't like pistachio. Pistachio. I don't even know how to say it.
And, like, I didn't know if they saw you a lot, like, far as come to visit you and you had to hang this stuff up, or?
Oh, no. I leave it up. Yeah, it's not there just for them.
You start hanging it on the front door.
Start staging the house for when they're coming over.
Little gallery that you can take on and off.
This guy buys a lot of kid art.
He's got a lot of kid art in there.
Have you seen that kitchen?
Luckily, there's pictures of them nearby, which also, you know, again, if you've seen the movie, 1 hour photo could be strange.
That was a great movie.
It was a great movie, but if you don't know the background of it, it's like, yeah, well, who are these kids and what's the art?
Oh,
Speaking of background, I don't know if you noticed anything different as far as
Hold on.
Let me let you scan the room for a second. Let's do that.
Okay. Well, that light. I don't pay attention to that light's wonky.
I've asked about that, and, well, that might not get addressed.
Griff Kenny Jr. still there?
Yeah. I'm surprised nobody came for him already. You're in the right area, though.
I see. Something missing.
There is something missing. Paige picked up on it already.
Oh, your bag's right there. I can't see from this position.
No, it's sliding over.
Oh, no.
Dun, dun, dun!
Oh, wow.
Yep.
For real?
I came in here and it was gone. But I didn't notice it until like 10 minutes after I was already in here.
I smell a snake.
I know where it is. I assume.
No, wow. For the person who notices it is now saying, I think I know where it is. And why did you wait here for, like, we've been here talking for like 45 minutes.
Well, part of it was I kind of got, you know, kind of out of sight, out of mind. But the other part is you know how it goes in here. I can't just, like, bring it up.
Oh, yeah, save it for the air.
Yeah.
Oh, good point.
But, you know,
hold on, let's go. But we're about to have an admission of guilt, I think.
Oh, no. I just figured they went in the same place that last year's awards went. All together with the rest of them.
I guess it's possible. I haven't been downstairs to look. I don't come through that way.
Yeah. Pat jumps. He climbs up the side of the building and climbs into the second story window.
It depends on who's here first. If somebody here that parks on this side, I'll go in the front and come up the side.
He does like Batman and Robin from the 60s TV show.
You're
where they're
so awesome.
Climbing up the side.
There's somebody here that likes to have, like, you know, just mundane conversations as soon as you get here. And I'm like, I ain't here for it.
Everybody early in the morning except us. It really is. Same old life.
You got to let me wake up. Now, I know I've been awake for an hour at that point, but you got to let me wake up.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's like, let me think of a good one here. Does Cal Raleigh?
Big Dumper.
Big Dumper. Does he wake up right out of bed and start just hitting home runs? No.
I thought you were going to say start taking dumps. Oh, God. Live up to
his
name.
You got to wonder, like, of all nicknames, the Big Dumper. Like, I looked. That's like, he don't even really have a big butt or nothing.
No.
Like, Cecil Fielder or even his son Prince could have been Big Dumper because they had big butts.
Prince
Tony
had a...
Tony Gwynn had a big ass.
Yeah. I don't think Junior
Mo Vaughn.
Did. Mo
Vaughn had the hit dog. He had a big ass.
Kirby Puckett, Lord
Kirby
rest his soul.
Kirby Puckett, Lord rest his soul. He had a big butt.
But I go for, like, it was like muscle memory. I threw my bag over here and I'm like, oh no. And I looked real quick. That's when I noticed it was gone because I thought, you know, I threw my bag on it.
Okay. So they probably did just down in, you know how, like, at your old school, there would be that some kind of, I don't know what you'd call it, for lack of a better term, just like a big display case.
Oh, yeah, every gym had a trophy case.
Yes. And there would be the trophies. And in my school, they'd all started turning green and stuff because they were so old because no one had won a new championship in many, many years. And so it's there. So when we win awards, and this being that big one that we won, they usually move them down to. It's not even encased or anything. It's just like a little area that's built for awards.
Just kind of sit
first
there.
Off, like.
So you see it when you get here.
It shows some perseverance that you would build an area of a building for awards before you've won awards. That's like kind of good.
Yeah, it's one of those manifestation things, right?
Yeah, yeah. This is for my award.
Do you remember it happened at Lower Merion a couple times? People would always break into the case and take Kobe's jersey.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Now, the first one, it was his actual jersey, but, you know, replicas after that, but they'd still break in and take it.
Yeah. They sell replicas of that on Amazon of his high school jersey. And it's like Amazon, like, what are y'all doing?
You'd have to explain it to the majority of people. They just don't know anymore. Like, hey, it's Kobe's high school jersey.
Oh, is that where Fresh Prince went to high school? I get it now. Okay.
Cool. Like, if I had a Farragut Academy jersey, I don't even know what number Garnett was there. But I don't know what number he was at Malden.
No, I don't either.
It's not like you can go to the school and say, hey, let me get a throwback, Garnett.
That's, well, God, they may have tried to sell it to him like my high school did. And he's like, nah, I'm good. I'm not buying my own jersey. It's so crazy. It's so wild. Now you got high school players that are getting, like, ball card deals and signing autographs for money and stuff.
God, how weird is that? Well, like, I can't go to Daniel High School and say, let me get a Pistol Pete jersey. Or would I want a Nuke Hopkins jersey? Like, right. Which one do I pick?
Or you want to work security for a football camp next year? Nothing. There's no opportunities for any of that. It's strange.
That sucks if they took it to put it with a collection.
I mean, yeah.
Because I was told if we wanted one, like individual, they could be worked out.
Oh.
But we'd have to pay for it.
Yeah. What?
You want to guess how much one costs?
Oh.
An official one.
Absurd.
I got a buddy that would do it for free. But
200.
Okay.
That's going to say higher than that because you're not buying it from Coward or whoever the awards company is. You're buying it from them. They're going to upcharge it.
Yep.
I'd say 250. I get up 250 and up.
Well, you're both way high.
Oh,
80
well,
bucks.
You're right. Oh,
80 bucks. But look,
80.
If
oh,
you
God,
look, if you look at the other awards, it's a smaller one because they reduced the size of everybody's award this year.
Yeah, of course. The time we start winning awards is when they care about the environment and making too much. You know, they don't say that with NBA rings, do they?
No. But I was told 80 bucks, and they'll put whatever you want on the award.
Anything we want?
I guess within reason. Like, you can't say CSMF or the year or what. And put, like, Paige's name on it and nobody else.
Thank like, you. I was like, don't attach that to me.
Like, you just, like, you know, I asked in a joking manner.
Now, why did you ask that prior to it going missing?
This is, like, last week, Friday.
Oh.
I did this thing where you dodge the boss.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
I come down the stairs and I hear his voice. I'm like, he's coming in the kitchen. I'm going to go this way. Well, guess what? He turned around because somebody called his name, brought him to walk up towards where I was already. And I'm like, I just might as well stay.
Call his name, man. We need to get that song made. I want to hear that. I believe in Mark Hendricks.
I was kind of cussing you because at this point, I see you getting in your car from where we're standing in the lobby. I'm like, oh, you should be in here for this.
Yeah,
son of a bitch.
I sleuth. I don't know if that's the right word. I'm like playing like Frogger when I leave here on Fridays. Like I'm not literally trying to cross a moat or a swamp or whatever it was. But I'm like, I'm listening. I'm being alert. And Mark Hendricks has a booming voice that carries. He's not a whispering guy at all.
No. He's like, hey,
Friday.
Everything good?
Big plans. What are we doing?
I just want to say, I'll let you know if something's
going
not
to shine
good.
Down. What's up?
Oh, it's coming up. Yeah, you guys want to play with a band? I mean, they got an extra instrument if you want to hop on. It's like when Twisted Todd played with Skillet. You can play with Shinedown if you want to.
Man. You're in trouble for that one. You know what? Okay, and you don't really know where it's at.
I don't know where it's at.
Okay, so after...
I don't know where it's at.
Here's what we'll do. After we'll go into the Plex next, and while we do that, I will run... Well, I'm not gonna lie to you, because you listen, and I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to walk downstairs. I'm not going to hop downstairs. I'm not going to pop downstairs or shoot down there either. Although, don't give me a reason.
Pop downstairs. Hey, pop down here for a minute.
I'm going to pop into your office.
Slide in here, big guy.
I'm gonna slide into your DMs.
Pull up. Hey, you gonna pull up?
I'm gonna swing through. We out here for it.
I think pull up means hugging up, don't it?
I know. It's what they call diapers before you officially start free balling.
Yeah, they got a blowout barrier.
Yeah.
You know they advertise those now?
Yeah, they do.
Because kids like doo-doo on their whole backs.
I know, and you know what's weird? And it is, I have such a smart grandson, back to him, is that
back to him.
He loves Spider-Man, and Grace got him Spider-Man pull-ups, and he said such a good thing. He's like, why would they put it back there?
The Spider-Man?
Yeah.
That's a good point.
It's not like Spider-Man's on his butt, but he's like going poop on him.
What's weird if you put him up here?
Well, that would also be, it shouldn't be on diapers, right? Like Spider-Man on the crotch.
Put him on the side.
Put him on the sides, maybe, or what? Put Wonder Woman down there.
How do kids doo-doo on their whole back?
Put Gamora on the back.
Gamora.
How do the kids what?
How do they doo-doo on their whole backs?
Stuff's out the back of the diaper.
It must be a lot. So I couldn't do that now if I tried. My bag, not a kid's.
Well, you couldn't stand on your head either and try. Fat boy combo.
It's like a fountain.
Vegetable quicker than Swanson's could make him.
Swanson's.
That's the first one I could go with.
Banquet.
All right. Our phone number to call or text us is 1-800-774-0093. Are you tired of hearing me say those phone numbers? Well, Dan and Columbia has made a variety of new songs over the past month, and we're going to play some of them today, including a fun little thing of just saying the phone number so I don't have to say it all the time. Make it a little different.
Danny boy.
Yeah. But you can call or text, but we do ask that. I said we do. We do, like you all do. We actually do.
A lot.
We just go text until after sports, which would be like 7:05. So you can text all day, but we ain't going to answer your phones.
I'll look at it.
We'll look at it and say, oh, look, someone from 828 is calling.
What's up, Dan?
1-800-774-0093. Paige, what is up in the play?
Well, Eddie Van Halen's ghost has been haunting this person. I'll tell you what's going down next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Oh. I hope it ain't Valerie Bertinelli.
It's going to be like a celebrity ghost hunt going on or whatever. Is that what we're talking about?
You know, you ever been to, Paige, I'm sure you have, I didn't go when I've been out there, but the Hollywood Cemetery is like used to be part of your deal.
Oh, is that where Marilyn Monroe was buried?
Like, yeah. All of them. Like, yeah. When you worked for MGM.
DiMaggio, too.
MGM, maybe. Part of your deal was that you got to go to the Hollywood, it's like a Hollywood nursing home. Like, two of the Three Stooges went to it. And then you also got to go to the Hollywood Forever Cemetery.
That seems messed up, but kind of cool at the same time.
It is kind of cool because they have like a, and I remember going to something like that, but like, because I'm weird. I like graveyards. But there is like, what do you call that?
Tours?
No, I want to say a mausoleum or something like that of Marilyn, and then
museum.
Oh, yeah.
Or inside where you can see her name on, and there's names on plaques are buried.
Yeah. DiMaggio is supposed to be right beside
it. I can't remember all of them.
Yeah.
Some of those, you read stories about some of those leaking. Like, obviously, because they're embalmed, so the body will leak the fluid. It will go through the tomb and the casket.
I would want to be on top.
Oh, it just drips all the way to the bottom.
Ugh.
Had to happen with Chris Farley's or somebody's casket.
Oh,
they had
God.
To pull it back out and re-embalm it.
Fat boy.
What does that look like, though? Like, if you looked at a body after 10 years. Well, even in the dirt, because it's entombed.
Your skin is gone, and you just have bones and some hair.
You know, it's funny you say that, because when you go and you go in to bury somebody, they'll give you various upgrades. And one of them was 25, 50, or 100 years, the thickness or whatever of the – what's the word I'm looking for now? The thing that you – the entombment – that the casket goes down into?
That's just like a cement block, right? Cement. Sorry.
Yeah, but like after 100 years, like, I mean, who cares? Nobody's going in there looking for nothing anyway. Like,
no,
who cares?
They can't come back, so.
No. All right, we'll get into, I don't remember what you just said now.
Ghost of Eddie
Vedder. The ghost of Eddie Vedder, that's right.
Van Halen, Vedder's still alive.
Good morning, everybody.
I understand how they're funny at the crack of stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Yeah, to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane.
Youch. Did he have any hot sauce?
Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi.
Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. I'm Paige. And we begin with a little story about Eddie Van Halen's ghost visiting all the Van Halen singers. And David Lee Roth claims that Eddie Van Halen's ghost visited him and told him that he was messing with Sammy Hagar.
You want to hear from old Roth?
Sammy Hagar is dead?
No.
Oh.
But Eddie Van Halen did pass away, so he was his ghost Rest was messing with Sammy Hagar.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Y'all know Sammy Hagar, right? And Sammy described that the ghost of Eddie Van Halen visited him and graced him with a song. It's on the internet. But last night, the ghost of Eddie Van Halen visited me at the hotel. He said, "Dave, you know that song I gave Hagar?" He said, "It's actually In a Gata Da Vida backwards."
Wow. I guess old Eddie would have had fun with that. You know, I don't know what Wolfie's going to think about it. We'll find out, I'm sure.
I was going to say, if it was like your dad and dude's using it just for fodder in a concert, I don't know how I'd feel. Especially if, like, your daddy's ghost ain't come to see you. You're like, damn, dude.
Yeah, come on.
You're going to see these guys. You're probably going to see them here soon, probably.
Priorities, ghost daddy.
Eddie Van.
Yeah, Stillman from Rock 101, he was telling me that David...
That's probably who took the award.
David Lee
You'll never find it.
Last performance somewhere, I was listening to it, and I said, oh my goodness. He wasn't point on.
Didn't sound very good. I'm not going to call this person out, but we know somebody who prefers Van Hagar. I just don't see how that's a possibility to even...
Nope.
I think one of the best memories and one of the best shows that I've seen in my life was seeing Van Halen at the Cow Palace. And that's... in California.
Do they, please tell me they call their burgers the cow patties. Please.
God. I know it from wrestling. I mean, like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Cow Palace.
But the thing about that is it was such a good show, and I got to see Valerie Bertinelli. She was there. I saw her on the side of the stage.
Well, hello there. Yes. I am the matriarch of the Cow Palace. Welcome to the palace. Let me show you to your stall.
And that is where my friend Dina was wearing those zip-around pants. And
bravo.
She was in the bathroom, and she couldn't get the zipper up.
Oh, I bet. Oh, I'm having trouble, girls.
Her name was Dina?
Dina.
Dina.
Be ashamed if somebody come and scissored these off of me.
And I was able to zip them up, but I remember just laughing, going, I guess you're just going to have to walk around like that.
Oh, do women have piss troughs like guys did, where you just know you kind of sit hip to hip?
No.
Is it like the trough is like in the middle of the floor, and you just imagine? Go like stand over it?
How would that work? Oh, yeah, it would be like parallel.
Sounds like 50 tea kettles all burning at once.
Oh, my God.
We would be peeing.
That's how it should be at the Cow Palace.
Like a cow. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Or you got somebody said, Clemson did upgrades recently where it said they have lactation pods. I thought they said lactation ponds. I thought it was a bunch of women breastfeeding out by the pond.
What is a pod? I mean, I know what a pod, like, what
well,
is
you
that?
You can lay down and nurse your baby or kind of sit.
Yeah, you got privacy.
Up, you know.
Oh.
That whole stupid thing. Just pop it out in the game. Nobody's going to watch you. They're going to be watching the game.
Nobody cares.
I paid to watch LSU, not like, you know, you feed your kid. I don't care how nice those suckers are.
You would actually pay to go see 22 women on field breastfeeding than you would men playing football.
Yeah, yeah. Let me get in the pod. I was curious. I'm like, you know, if I wanted to go to this game, let me see if I could couple tickets in the worst seats for $600 total. So, thank you, secondary market, for screwing every event, sports and music.
All right, then. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Ice Guys headlines.
You know, ridiculous. I don't know who to blame anymore because – I looked at a recent concert or a concert that's coming soon, and first, like, meaning from the artist, they were already like $1.50 a seat. from the artist.
I knew somebody with season tickets. They're like, I would be stupid not to sell tickets to this game.
Yeah.
It's going to pay for the rest of them for the year.
When I had season tickets to the Gamecocks, I sold 3 out of the 6 tickets. Or 5. Or no, wait a minute. 3 out of 5. Because we had 5 home games. Yeah.
How much are you willing to pay for 3 hours of entertainment? Not that much. 600 is a little steep.
Maybe we're in Vegas or something.
Even if you got it, it's just not a good, you know, investment. Any team.
You know, I was watching, I don't know which wrestling it was, some wrestling. And the people that were behind the Michael Cole and them, front row, and I'm like, those had to be seat upgrades. I'm just being very judgmental here. Those had to be like seat upgrades. We feel sorry for you. Or dad took a second mortgage out to bring y'all here because I know what those tickets cost. And y'all don't look like you should be able to afford those. No offense. I'm just passing judgment.
That's where they like to stick the celebrities to. You Drewskis or whoever else.
Whoever's on Netflix with a special.
Yeah, I know. It's like, here's so-and-so actor. I'm like, who?
any UFC fighter that wants to go, they'll put them in the front row. They'll sit there and pretend to punch the camera guy.
This is the camera guy prodding him, like pointing at the
guy. Yeah, he's like flipping him off with the other hand. Like, yeah, come here. And he's like, come here, man.
We're going to cut to you for a little cut in. Beat this guy's ass.
Get your friend and put him in the headlock and give him a noogie. Noogie.
Point at him, too, every now and again.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Paige. Fatboy, what is up in sports?
So we got to talk about the White House, UFC. I guess you'd call it a PLE now. Somebody's very interested. Somebody's not interested. Give you the latest updates.
Knowing TKO, though, they might take it to like some kind of Arab Emirate or something if they bid higher for it.
And this sucker's going to be on CBS, too, because that deal's been, you know.
Like, what happened to those belts they made just for Crown Jewel and like the big Saudi pay-per-views? They made a special belt, the Triple Crown belt.
Oh, yeah. They're going back, right?
Yeah, but did they only defend it there? And it's like when you have the belt, you have it, but you don't have to defend it except once a year?
They should. I know they're going back for the Rumble, but still, too many belts. I know people say they're just props, but still, you got too many belts.
Yeah, it makes it kind of meaningless if they, you know.
Hardcore title, the 24/7 title. I mean, that kind of guy.
They got the speed title now, where it's only defended on the one show, and whoever fastest winner, I don't know.
How about an ultimate, call it the ultimate belt, and just put them all together. The ultimate belt. Only one can have it. Now you got champions for each show. You have tier of champions for each show.
You have champions from certain continents, certain international flavor. Intercontinent.
Oh, Lord. That sounds bad.
We got one just for the U.S. They used to have them just for TV. I remember TV Arn title. Anderson was always the NWA TV champion. Like the TV champion. Like, what does that mean? All right. More on what he just promoted here shortly. Good morning, everyone.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
The Rise Guys.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fatboy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. This day in sports history, 33 years ago. You know, sometimes I'll get notes from the sports department. You know? The people working behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah. Those guys.
I'm just anchoring this sucker. They pass this to me.
Whole department.
Oh, yeah.
Cute guys here early. Over there.
I'm going to... this is how it was written, as handed to me. In 1992, Boston Celtics honky superstar Larry Bird announced his retirement.
Honky.
Yeah. Of course, this was after the Dream Team. She didn't play much on the Dream Team anyway. Charles was the best player on that team. Of course, he was MVP 3 times, 12 All-Star games. But look, that's what it says. Celtics honky superstar. Wow. That's where we're at now, sports department.
Wow. Honky. Well. Could have went with Cracker, Peckerwood, something like that.
Why did that? Can we pick one that, like, I don't know if
honky, I need one that burns. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Honky's not that good. Cracker's stupid. But we got to have one.
Gringo.
Well, that's a good one for, you know, the our southern friends to call him. Gordo Gringo.
Yeah.
That'd be me. Big fat white guy. So, Dana You'd White.
Gordo Blanco.
La Flama Blanco. We got a translator going. Dana White says, it is 1 billion to 1 odds. John Jones fights on the White House PLE, I'm calling it, which will be on CBS. I say, look, I know, look, we know there's special treatment for athletes. The guy dodged drug test, you know, big coke head, trouble with the law.
He sees that house, it's white. He might go try to sniff the whole house.
He's the biggest star you've ever had, and he can still fight, so you got to put him on the damn thing. Yeah. I think Dana knows that, but doesn't really want to bill him as being there. Plus, there's another guy who says he's not interested. His name is Tom Aspinall. I guess he got the belt after John Jones retired.
God, I've never even heard of that guy.
See, I haven't either. He's 15-3. He's the defending UFC heavyweight champion. He said he has no interest in participating in it.
Man. I've never heard of that guy's name before.
What I want to know is, John Jones probably doesn't care about this part of it. When are these fighters going to get together? I would love to ask Wonderboy this. I don't know. I don't want to put him in a position, though. When you start a union, $7.7 billion deal, and you guys don't make anything off these fights.
Right.
So why you ain't in a union?
I guess you don't want to, you know, you don't want to damage. Where, I mean, because like, what are the alternatives to that? Those other leagues that are kind of like, there's no money in them either.
Yeah. There will always be a scab that crosses over for, you know, a little bit.
There'll be a Kerry Lautenberg of UFC.
like a little bit more money. But if they really held their feet to the fire, they got the best fighters, right? Allegedly UFC.
Yeah.
You know? So if they all said, you know, pound sand or give us money.
Pound sand.
They couldn't have any. They couldn't have any PLEs.
I UFC, I know it's the same company that owns them, but like UFC does not brand or market their fighters very well. Like, there's no, I mean, with WWE, you got the toys and the cards and stuff that's going to, like, kids are going to, you know, like it because of that. But do they make UFC, like, action figures or?
I don't know if they
do. I never see the people, like, on talk shows or anything. Like, there's not a lot of marketing behind it.
Not much. See, I've seen, you know, certain people's commercials. I just don't know if they get those on their own or
They
got their own people to do it. So, Dana White is a good businessman, but you would think he would want to pay these guys because he's a fan too.
Yeah.
But obviously you don't. Like, he don't want to give these guys fair value.
I don't even know who runs the day-to-day of that anymore. Like, who's their Triple H? It's him, I guess.
Yeah, he's still involved.
Yeah.
But, you know, as far as, like, TKO goes, because they got, I think they got a little bit more money for their deal than
which WWE. Seems odd to me.
The fact that they could leverage for that much, like, these networks against each other is just, which I still think, you know, behind the scenes, Trump kind of maybe pulled the strings on the CBS deal since, you know.
Really?
That merger went through, and he's real good with the head of Paramount now after the Skydance merger went through.
You know, if he had been president 30 years ago, Biggie and Tupac would both still be alive. You to know that.
They would be here. I watched the whole Putin thing. I wanted to know what the hell Putin was laughing at in the car.
I tell you what.
Must have been a dirty joke.
The manipulation of the internet. I mean, we're all aware of it, but good Lord. I watched it. And then go on X.
And
I told you.
How distorted it is.
They sped up, you know, when Trump lands and he's walking the red carpet or whatever, they sped it up to look like he was stumbling all over the place. But then when you watch it in real time, he's just kind of like walking, but, you know, he's walking on one side and then he's walking the other. But if you speed it up, it's like Benny Hill. He's just going all over the place.
Did you see Putin's leg shake? We're talking about his health issues.
That and the fact that he rode in the beast with Trump is very, like, I wouldn't have wanted Trump to get in his car, whatever they call it.
Oh, did you see when Putin says, we meet in Moscow next time?
No.
Trump was toward the end there, the press conference.
Oh, yeah.
And the flyover by the fighter flight.
He gave a political, he kind of dismissed
that
it.
That was
the
weirdest thing. That was some badass, like, flexing, I guess, or whatever. Like, he just went just hard on
look,
it.
Look up there.
Oh, look, there look. He is.
That's what I
Do you want to see these in your country?
That's what I could do.
I can pay these over your country.
You know, he didn't want to look up. You didn't want to look up. What? He wasn't going to say, like, hello, Vladimir. I wasn't going to say anything like that.
He thought Trump was going to pop him in the nuts. That's why he didn't want to look up.
I got you again.
I know what you do in your country. You hit each other in balls.
I own these nuts.
Oh, Lord. All right. We will take a break. We'll come back. 1-800-774-0093. And a PBA out for the radio show of the year, South Carolina Award.
we wouldn't have it very long.
If you took it...
Bring it back.
Bring it back.
What, do we do those that thing where they say, bring it back, no questions asked? I feel like you at least get, like, you know, a lick from each of us.
A lick?
For taking it, yeah.
No.
Oh, a punch.
Yeah.
Okay.
You get, like, they call this, in my day, they called it getting fisted. Getting punched really good.
I know. It's like when you, I was watching, this is funny, but I was watching CSI or whatever, one of them with my daughter the other day. And she's... The woman says, now let me say it and then we'll go to break. Don't posture it. But it said, I think we fingered the suspect. And I busted out laughing. And my daughter just looks at me like she's the parent. Like, why are you laughing at that?
Like, you know,
I was like, it is something different.
Grow up.
Like, go listen to the Flintstones. We'll have a gay old time.
Worst chance. I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple!